Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Monticello, Indiana, home of the Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians and Central Catholic Knights. Going to hook up tonight for the first game of a two-game set in the Hoosier Conference West Division. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. We're missing up here in the booth. Who's that? Butch Kramer and his wife, Kim Kramer, running the scoreboard. You can probably hear Butch announcing the starting lineup. And then he will sing the national anthem. That will be good. He does that at every basketball game. We'll mention a little bit about the Knights. We'll mention the Knights just got back from a spring break week trip to Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Lafayette Central Catholic Baseball. That was from the 29th of March through April 1st. 4 days, 4 games. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They played against Lake Forest Spartans. That's out of Lake Forest, Illinois. They went against Willowbrook Warriors. That's out of Villa Park, Illinois. They played against Briarcrest Christian Saints. That's out of Eads, Tennessee, and they played Franklin County Rebels. They're from Winchester, Tennessee. They had some good games, had some serious competition, got them ready for this regular season. We'll mention those four games do count on their overall record. They're currently 1-3, getting ready to start right here in the actual Indiana schedule. And we'll mention a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. We'll mention the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Class 1A, Sectional 54. We'll mention in their sectional is Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverton Park. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. He's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. The assistant athletic directors are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic has a school enrollment of 294. Their school was founded in 1956. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 46909. You can dial them by telephone in their athletic office, 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. The Knights wear navy blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference along with the Twin Lakes Indians. 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference, Twin Lakes and Central Catholic, both in the West Division. We'll mention in the East Division, 5 teams, Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. If you couldn't tell, those were alphabetically listed. We'll mention the record as of so far. The Knights are 1 win, 3 losses. And this will be the first game in the Hoosier Conference West Division. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais working in year number 26 at Central Catholic. He's a 32-year coach overall. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for both these teams. Supposed to happen tomorrow. We'll see what Mother Nature brings. Supposed to be the same start time of 5:30 p.m. And that's tomorrow, the 5th, on a Wednesday. It'll be Twin Lakes at Central Catholic at the conference game. We'll talk a little bit about the Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians, they have a school enrollment of 688. Their Class 3A, Sectional 20, in their sectional is Frankfort, North Montgomery, Northwestern, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. The principal at Twin Lakes High School is Melissa Whitehead. The athletic director is Dan Stiles. Dan Stiles, most instrumental for putting me in sports. What a quality guy. We definitely appreciate him. Got to mention, he sent me an email. It included the media guide for Twin Lakes High School. I've never seen a better media guide at any high school. I've been to several. What a quality media guide. It goes way back and covers the current also. We'll mention the athletic office manager is Emily Anderson. Twin Lakes High School is located at 300 South 3rd Street, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them by telephone at 574-583-7108. On the web, you can find them at tlsschools.org. They wear the colors red and white. And again, they do participate. They perform in the Hoosier Conference in the West Division. Twin Lakes Indians, this will be game one for them. We'll mention they've not played a game in the West. And we'll mention the head coach is Jake Burton. Jake Burton working in year number 44 as a head varsity baseball coach. He's in year number 7 at Twin Lakes. Got to talk to him a while ago. What a nice guy. Say what, that guy knows a lot about the game. And again, we'll mention the next team on the agenda. They're going to be the same. It'll be Wednesday, tomorrow. That'll be April 5th, 5:30 p.m. is the designated start time. But Mother Nature is calling for some rain, and we just hope we don't get the big bad storms that we got over the weekend. And I mean that wholeheartedly. So it's Twin Lakes at Central Catholic tomorrow night. I tell you what, tonight they're going to play. They could almost put a doubleheader in if they didn't have school tomorrow. So they're going to play one game. We'll see if they can play tomorrow also. We'll mention Twin Lakes Indians. They're going to wear white, all white. They've got the red sleeves, and they're going to wear the red hats, and they wear the long pants. Umpires are just arriving, walking in from the left field area. They're going to have a powwow there, both Coach Burton, Coach Bordenay, and a couple of umpires. They're going to shake hands right there. The Knights are wearing the light gray uniforms. They're wearing the blue stirrups with the stripes on them, and they'll wear the blue hat. And pretty windy here, not too bad. I remember one time I was here about 5-6 years ago. It was blowing out the left field. A guy by the name of Metzger got two up in the jet stream. He floated two out of here for Central Catholic. So a good ball game in front of us. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO and Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So they're getting ready for some baseball right here. We'll go around the diamond. We'll mention Coach Burton and his Twin Lakes Indians are going to play the field first. We'll let you know that during the pitching today for Twin Lakes is Alan Miller. Alan Miller's a senior. Where's number 14 last year? I have last year's stats here because of the media guide. That's a very good media guide. Last year, Alan Miller, 37 2/3 innings. He participated as a pitcher 10 times. 5 times he started the game. 178 batters he faced during the season. 560 total pitches made during the season. He finished the season 4 wins, 0 losses. We'll mention runs allowed. He allowed 23 runs. 11 of those runs were earned. Based on balls, he walked 8 batters. He struck out 22, and 7 of those batters went down looking. So we're going to see Alan Miller on the pitcher's mound tonight. And we'll mention the catcher. His battery partner is going to be Carson Wagner. Carson Wagner wears number 6. At first base, Sam Smolik. Sam Smolik will be at first base. Butch corrects me with the pronunciation. I appreciate that. So Smiley going to wear 25 at first base. At second base, Luke Geno, he'll wear number 27. At shortstop, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett led Twin Lakes in hitting a year ago. He'll play shortstop and wear number 16. At third base, Tanner Coble, number 11. And left field, 44, Landon Arthur. In center field, number 8, Tristan Robertson, and in right field, Jaden Francescina. He'll wear number 21. The DH will be Clayton Burton. He'll wear number 9. And we'll step this down for our national anthem. Mr. Butch Kramer, we'll step this down.
Join and honor the United States of America by joining in the singing of our national anthem. Oh, say can you see by this unearthly light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we once were so gallantly screaming, and the rocket trembled of a birthday year, gave trust to the night that our flag was
neighbors is having a good day. Well done. So they're getting out the ballpark right now. The field has been taken by Twin Lakes. They're out there getting some pitches right there. They're going to work from the windup. A couple feet on the rubber. Alan Miller is going to be our first batter in the contest. And we'll mention, if you go to the website, ihsaa.org, you'll see right there staring you in the face. It says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. And that's oh so right. So we'll mention, guys out there are going to have a good day today. The weather is good. Got a little bit of a blue sky, a little bit of gray. Hope the outfielders can pick up the baseball off the bat, especially the center fielders. Difficult way to go to pick it up off the bat. But usually your center fielder is one of your best athletes on the team, along with the shortstop. It's just a rule of thumb. But I'm getting some pitchers right there. Getting ready to start this ball game. Umpires are going to look at some pitches behind home plate, behind a catcher, setting up for the right-handed batter when he's looking. Coach Bourdain is going to take third base. Head coach Tim Bourdain has mentioned 87 graduates from Central Catholic Knights High School. So Knights get ready to bat. They're going to send up. We'll mention the batting order. Batting first is number 12, Owen Munn. He'll play second base. Batting second, 24, Evan Geinhardt. He'll play shortstop. Batting third, number 18, T.J. Bell. He'll play first base. Batting fourth, number 7, Ryan Schumer. He'll play the DH, the player DH to start the game. He'll bat in place of defensive player 34. Keaton Brooks will be in left field. Batting fifth, 27, Ben Major. He'll pitch. Sixth batter, 33, Bryn Robbins. He'll play center field. Batting seventh, number 3, Jackson King. He'll catch. Number 8, 14, Tyler Fox. He'll play left field. Number 9, Hudson Gutwein will play third base. First batter, Owen Munn. 5:32 p.m. and a base hit to the left field. Owen Munn safe at first base. Home plate umpire trying to get out there to play to see, and he steps over the top of Owen Munn's bat. Everything's good. So second batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 24, Evan Geinhardt. He's the shortstop. So one runner aboard, he'll put his sliding mitt on right now. Get a modest lead there, not a whole lot. Working from the stretch, now the set. Alan Miller, pickoff move. First base, back safely, sliding head first his own mind. Try to keep him close. Try to help Carson Wagner should 0-1 take off for second base. Working from the stretch, pitch comes in. Line shot, going to go to left field. It's going to be caught in left field. Good range right there. 44, Landon Arthur. It's one out here in the top of the first inning. So 0-9 back at first base. Stepping in the bat, going to be the three-hitter. Number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell playing first base for the fifth game in a row. Hit the ball well. T.J. Bell seeing the baseball and hitting the ball well in this early season down in Tennessee. Pickoff move, safe at first base is 0-1. Alan Miller keeping him close. Right-handed pitcher. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move. Back to first base. Got a hand on it. Got the glove on it, I should say. Sam Smolik tosses it back to Miller. So stepping back in, T.J. Bell, another right-handed batter for the Knights. There comes the pitch. Just a bit above the zone, ball one. He'll step 1 foot in, 1 foot out, he'll get signals. Coach Bordenay, a lot of signals given. Could be decoys. We don't know. We'll find out, maybe. So stepping back in, here comes the 1-0 pitch. Good healthy catch. Swing and a miss. Off the glove of Carson Wagner, pops out front. And I'm not sure if why he's delivering the baseball, unless Wagner got it off the chest, because I'm sure his mitt didn't get the ball or the bat, or he'd be at first base now. So one ball, one strike. T.J. Bell going to step back in. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals, Alan Miller looks over at first base, out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Above the zone, ball two. Right down Meridian, just above the zone, looking for that release point. Alan Miller trying to get in a rhythm. Steps back in, 2-1 count. Peers in, looks at signals from Carson Wagner. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move. A little closer play there on 0-9. Slides back in head first. Safe. But a lot closer there. Looking to pick off 0-9. He might be going. He might be on his horse. Here comes the pitch. High for ball three. Three balls, one strike. T.J. Bell, the three-hitter for the Knights. One out here in the top of the first. Line out shot by Evan Dehart to left field. Here comes a 3-1, taking off for second base. Throw out there, you're going to slide in. You're going to slide off the bag, evidently. He was safe, might have slid off the bag, lost the grip. They were calling out at second base in ball four. And that ball four pitch looked like it could have been a good pitch. But they're going to call ball four. So evidently Munn is going to be safe at second base as they change the call. Who changed the call?
Well, it was ball four. So.
Oh, ball four. My ear. Good job, Butch. Thank you. That's ball four, so he's safe at second. Runners on first and second. Infield fly in effect. Ryan Schumer steps in. Left-handed batter. First pitch came in. Ball one. Peering in, looking at the signal. Now out of the stretch. The set by Miller. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Count goes even at 1-1. Ryan Schumer, the four-hitter, the player DH in the ball game. He's batting for left fielder Keaton Brooks. Working from the stretch, now the set, set second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Might have took a little bit off of that one. Alan Miller. Ryan Schumer might have been out in front. One ball, two strikes. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer got a home run in the fourth game down there in Tennessee. Pitch comes in, fouls one back to the screen. Parameters right here, we'll mention, down left field line is 330. The left center alley is 355. Straight away, 360. Right center alley is 345, and down the right field line is 310. Here's the pitch. to take a shot. It's going to be a fair ball right over the first baseman's head in the grass. Going to be out of, we're picking up in foul territory. Coming in to score first run for the night is Owen Munn. And it's going to be a two, it's going to be a double and an RBI for Ryan Schumer. So Ryan Schumer at second base. He'll give away that apparatus that protects him during the at-bat to Coach Johnson. He'll draw back to second base. So Schumer at second, T.J. Bell at third. There's one out. Here in the top of the first inning, one run in. Stepping into batter's box is number 27, Ben Mazur. He'll do the pitching today. Pitch comes in right below the kneecaps, the meridian, strike called. Working from the stretch, Alan Miller. Now the set, he'll check third base. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Opening game here in Indiana. Hoosier Conference matchup, first game out of the chute. Here comes the pitch from Miller. Swung on, full swing, it'll be a foul ball. Work at left side, going to be picked up by the third baseman, Tanner Coble. He'll toss it back, Alan Miller. Alan Miller wears number 14, has mentioned a senior athlete. Count goes 1-2. Ben Mazur, here's the pitch. Take a full swing, ground ball. The Coble at third, he'll throw across the diamond. Get the put out with Sam Smolik. Smolik nearly pulling that foot a bit early. Got to watch that. High school game, they'll call it. MLB, they may not. So two outs on the diamond. Runners stay put. Ryan Schumer at second. T.J. Bell at third base. Stepping in the bat for tonight, the sixth hitter, number 33, Brent Robbins. He took a drive, center field, base hit, and he reached the grass. Coming in to score is T.J. Bell and Ryan Schumer. The 3-0 contest here in the top of the first inning. Brent Robbins a single and two RBI. So now we'll see Jackson King. Jackson King going to step in. Where's number 3 he's going to catch in today's ballgame? They zigzagged from the catcher's position in Tennessee. That was Ryan Schumer and Jackson King. They took turns per ballgame. So they're going to pick off move once again. Miller throws over to first base. Sam Smolik, no tag applied. Right-handed batter steps in. Jackson King. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Miller. Going to go up the middle, trying to make his play right there, and not going to quite get there. That was a difficult play to make. Might be an infield hit. So the runners for the Knights, first and second base, they call it an infield single by the official scorer, Butch Kramer. Stepping in the bat, going to be Tyler Fox. Where's number 14? Tyler Fox playing left field, batting in the eighth position. Checks out the set. He'll step off the back. That's to Alan Miller. He'll step back in the rubber, appear in, look at signals. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Big ground ball, shortstop. Brummett. He'll go to second base. Off the bag was the second baseman, Luke Geno. The throw brought him off the bag. And I'm going to be safe all around. So as mentioned, so fielder's choice as Bush puts it, and it's going to be an error on the throw by Brummett. So bases loaded, stepping in the 9-hitter, number 9, Hudson Gutwein, the third baseman. He'll foul one right side out of play. Hudson Gutwein, he's swinging a good bat down in Tennessee. So while he plays a good third base, he steps right in and takes right over at third base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Miller. And a foul one, going to jam him. He's going to get a piece of that ball. It's going to go foul territory towards the Knights' first base dugout. In the third base dugout, obviously, is Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes Indians, what a ballpark. They have a mesh home run fence. They're over there on the playing track and field across the way. Pitch comes in, outside and low. One ball, two strikes. Hudson Gutwein trying to protect the dish. Hudson Gutwein has it. He's still down on that knob, but he's not choked. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch finishes high. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bases are loaded for the Knights. Top of the first inning. 3 runs in. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-2. Ground ball. Going to be fair. Right, left side from Coble. They're going to make a throw to the plate. If the Rocket throws, they're going to tag him out. Jackson Kane takes the brunt of it. He'll jog back to the dugout. He's fine. And a nice play and a nice tag at the plate. Casting Carson Wagner. One run comes in to score. So it's going to be an RBI single off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. 4 runs in here in the top of the first inning. The Knights will the Knights will play defense in the bottom of the first inning. We'll mention a little bit about the pitching. It's going to be Ben Mazur on the pitcher's mound today. He's going to warm up in the windup. We'll let you know Ben Mazur. In 4 innings of pitching down Tennessee, he pitched versus Lake Forest. He went 4 innings. And we'll mention he's faced 17 batters. He threw 74 pitches. He allowed 3 hits. He allowed 0 runs. He came out before the score happened. And we'll mention he walked 2, struck out 6, and 2 of those were looking. So right-handed pitcher on the hill right now, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur had a good season at basketball. He started probably the 3-man or maybe the 4-man, and Ben Mazur hit the 3-ball quite frequently. He's working right-handed right here on the hill right there, and we'll mention around the diamond for the Knights. It is Ben Mazur, senior class member, 27, doing the pitching. Jackson Kane, the catcher, wears number 3. At first base, number 18, T.J. Bell. At second base, number 12, Owen Munn. At shortstop, Evan Deanhart, number 24. At third base, Hudson Gutwein, number 9. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks playing defensively, giving way to his bat, giving it to Ryan Schumer, the player, DH. The Knights throw it down to second base. They throw it around the infield. They're going to put it in the glove of pitcher Ben Mazur. First batter in the lineup for Twin Lakes going to be number 9, Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton is the DH, the player DH in the ballgame. So we'll step in right-handed batter. Mazur going to adjust the hat, get it down there where he likes it. Peering in, first pitch to Clayton. Going to be a foul ball right around home plate. Clayton Burton right there on time with Ben Mazur. Clayton Burton will mention he wears number 9. Clayton Burton is a junior class member, 5'10". Here comes the pitch. He'll take a floater to center field. Bren Robbins going to work to his right and make the catch. So one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for Twin Lakes, number 16, C.J. Brummett. As mentioned a year ago, C.J. Brummett led the team in batting. C.J. Brummett, 16. He's also a junior class member. Here comes the first pitch to Brummett. Tries a checky swing. Going to call a strike. I believe so. The check would have been in accordance. 0-1 pitch. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Be in the box. Going to hit by pitch. So he'll jog down to first base. He's okay. He took a pretty solid fastball right there on the side of that left-handed batter's box, left-handed hitter. Brummett is at first base. Stepping in, the 3-hitter, number 6, Carson Wagner. Wagner playing the catcher position. Working from the stretch, now the set. Attempts a pitch. That would be a pickoff move. No tag applied. Back safely, head first is Brummett. Brother, where's number 16? We'll miss him. He's listed as an infielder and a right-handed pitcher. Here comes his second pitch. I should say first pitch. To 62. Number 6, Carson Wagner. One ball, no strikes. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter. Three-hitter for Twin Lakes, Carson Wagner. Here comes a pitch from Ben Mazur. Take that back. You're going to try the pickoff. Tag applied that time. T.J. Bell. Close play right there. About a B-plus or an A-minus type of move from Mazur. Now the stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Ben Mazur. Foul ball back to the screen. Count goes 1-1. Three-hitter number 6, Carson Wagner, does the catching for Twin Lakes Indians. Outfield, infield playing straight away. Regular jets for the infield. Here comes the 1-1. Ground ball, shortstop, Evan Dehart works to his right. They make the play at second base. They get the out 6-4. Couldn't get it at 3. First base, he made it safely. On his horse was Carson Wagner, and he eliminated the possibility of a double play. So two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Fly out to center field and play at second base here on the fourth out. Stepping in, the four hitter, number 11, Tanner Coble. He plays third base. Right-handed batter. Becomes a righty pitcher out of the set. Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch. Looked like it might have got the dish. It broke away. Might have been low. Count goes 1-1, no strikes. Peering over at first base, working out a stretch, now the set. Second pitch to Coble. He'll foul one out of play right side. Solid swing. Four hitter, number 11, Tanner Coble. Hit the sweet spot on the bat. He'll step back in. 1-1 pitch on the way from Mazur. He'll work out a set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch. Evidently finished high across the front of the plate. Ball broke. Landed low. Questionable couple of pitches here. Two balls, one strike. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. Swing and a miss. Count goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. We're in the bottom of the first inning. One runner aboard. At first base, working out the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Tried to make an offer for it. Let's see if they're going to check. Check is going to be available. And the home plate umpire is not asking his B position umpire quite yet. And evidently, I'm not sure they're not going to allow a check. That's the first time I've ever seen that. 3-2 count. Back in the rubber is Ben Mazur. Tanner Coble at the plate. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Mazur. Swing and a miss. So he'll go down swinging. He's a nice three outs here in the bottom of the first at the end of one inning of play. Nice 4. Indians 0. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. That's FTC Sales. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. So they're throwing the ball around. They're going to toss one down here momentarily. That's Carson Wagner. Gets his gear put on. He's behind the dish right now. Throwing the ball around the infield, around the outfield. Going to toss it in from left field. So they're going to toss one down right here. Carson Wagner. Frozen rope. Second base. They'll throw the ball around the infield, but put it back in the glove of Alan Miller. Next batter going to bat for the Knights. Going to be the leadoff batter from this ballgame. He'll bat second. Time, I should say. He'll step in. That's number 12. Owen Munn. Owen Munn's going to step in. Four games under his belt. It's the fifth. Here comes the pitch from Miller. Check swing. Ball is the call. Led off the ball game with a base hit to left field. Number 12, Owen Munn. 14 at-bats. I should play the plate appearances. 13 official at-bats entering today's ball game. He'll take a second pitch inside for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Owen Munn working on that average. Here comes the pitch. Going to be another rope to the left field. Going to be get the gap. Going to get by the defenders. Going to pick it up at the warning track by the center fielder, Tristan Robertson. And Owen Munn has a single and now a double as he looks a little bit at that cycle. That'd be a difficult task today. He's safe at second base. Next batter going to step in. Number 24, Evan Dienhart. Dienhart, the shortstop. He'll step in four ball games in Tennessee. 14 plate appearances. 9 official at-bats. 429 on base percentage. Tried to put a bunt down. He got a piece of it. Trying to reach base with the bunt. Not necessarily trying to move Munn, but I'm thinking he's trying to get on with a bunt hit. So he came up. Foul ball with that bunt attempt. 0-1 count. Step back in. Evan Dienhart working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. He'll put another bunt down. It's a good one. He's going to reach first base on that hit. He got a bunt base hit. Third baseline. Picked up by the time pitcher Alan Miller picked it up. There was no throw available. Evan Dienhart has some wheels. So stepping in. Going to bat is Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger going to step into bat in the three hole. He weighs number 41. So Isaac Seppinger off the bench to bat here, lefty. One runner aboard is Owen Munn. I take that back. Munn is at third base. Evan Dienhart is at first base. Runners on the corners. Home plate umpire. Fills out the information on his miniature stenographer's pad and put it back in the pouch. So working from the stretch, now the set. Pierce hits to Seppinger. A little bit upstairs, swinging a miss. Not much. Count goes 0-1. Signals being given, third base coach, Coach Bordenay, and center fielder, Tristan Robertson, going to play him to hit away. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, you'll pop one. Foul territory. It's going to float out of play. Count goes 0-2 to Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger wears number 41. He's a junior class member. He's 6'1", 170. Working from the stretch. Alan Miller now the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The jog back to the dugout. Good solid cut right there. Trying to protect the dish. That down as one out here in the top of the second inning for the Knights. Stepping in back second time, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer also 4 games played at Tennessee. 14 plate appearances, 11 official at-bats. Here's the first pitch. A little bit tall above the zone. Slide into second base. Full throw made by Carson Wagner at second. Comes in left side of second base. Safe at second base is Evan Dienhart. Runners at second and third. Stepping back in, Ryan Schumer. Here comes the pitch. outside a ball. Ryan Schumer batting .364 on the season, .500 on base percentage. He's got 4 hits, 2 singles. He's got a double, and he's got 1 home run. Out of the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Now goes 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes to Schumer. Let's see if Schumer has the green light. Likely he doesn't. Working from the stretch, now the set for Miller. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. 3 balls, 1 strike. Coach Bournet with the hand clap for this next signal. So Ryan Schumer has the green light. 3-1 to him. Might be the best pitch he'll see in the at-bat. He'll take one to right field. See how much he gets of it. It's going to get caught in left center, right center. What range he has. Tristan Robertson tagging up with third from third base is Owen Munn. It's going to be a sacrifice fly to deep right center field. And Ryan Schumer jogs back to the dugout, picking up an RBI. So a 5-0 contest. Runner at third base for the Knights. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Working from the stretch, Alan Miller, here's the pitch. Going to get Mazur on the inside of the body. Gets off the bat away and jog down to first base. Ben Mazur at first base for the Knights. And Evan Pinhart at third base. So next batter going to step in, number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins wears number 33. He's got 4 games under his belt. 13 plate appearances, 12 official at-bats in Tennessee. Batting .250, .308 on base percentage. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Alan Miller. First pitch comes in, strike called. They'll throw to second base, so get by the glove of second baseman Luke Denno. Coming in to score from third base is number 24, Evan Deanhart. Still 2 outs in the inning. Top of the second inning, Knights have 2 in to 6-0 contest. Stepping back in, number 33, Brent Robbins. He took a pitch, allowed the runner to make it to second base. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside, a bit tall. Count goes 1-1. Bren Robbins, 3 hits on the season. He got 2 singles. Does not have a double. He's got a triple. He scored 3 runs. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut. Swing and miss. Count goes 1-2. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter, another senior class member. Knights have 6 seniors this year, just 3 a year ago. Pitch comes in low. Good block right there by the catcher, Carson Wagner. Saves a 90-run jog for second base runner. Second base, Alan Miller. Here's the pitch. Foul one back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Bren Robbins. Count goes 2-2 once again. Runner at second base. There is a track meet going on across the way. Right there around the football field. Pretty warm day. Nice day to run track. They'll take a drive to left field. Going to back up the left fielder. It's actually going to float out of here. Home run, Bren Robbins. .330 down the left field line. He got a lot of that one. Bren Robbins. 2 runs off the bat of Bren Robbins. He gets the low 5 from Coach Bournet, rounding third base. He got a lot of that and had the sweet spot. 2-2 count, and he takes it out to left field. So 8 runs on the scoreboard. We're in the top of the second inning. Stepping into bat once again is number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, the catcher. 4 games played there in Tennessee. 12 plate appearances, 11 official at-bats. He's batting .273. First pitch nearly gets him on the backside. It went behind him but grazed the uniform. He'll jog down to first base. Next batter will step in, number 14, the 8 hitter, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing left field in the ballgame. stepping back into rubber, senior pitcher Alan Miller. They're going to run for him at first base. It's going to be Elsner. Elsner, number four, that's Ryan Elsner doing the running. So pickoff move at first base, safe. Head first, dive back to first base. Looking at signals, stepping back in, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, senior class member, batting in the eighth spot. Where's number 14? Here's the pitch. Just low, a ball. Count goes 1-0. Tyler Fox looking at signals. Signals being given. Coach Bordney. Ryan Elsner doing the running for the Knights. Ryan Elsner, a junior class member. Healthy cut, swing and a miss from Tyler Fox. Count goes 1-1. To step back in. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Peering in looking at signals. Now the stretch. Here's the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Tyler Fox goes down the count, 0-2. He'll look at third base. Signal's being given. He'll step back in. 1-2 count, two outs. Top of the second inning. Here comes a pitch from Miller. Foul ball, left side, third baseline. He'll jump back in the box. 1-2 count once again. Ryan Elsner was on his horse. He's going back to first base. 1-2 count, Tyler Fox. Eight hitter for the Knights. Two outs. Alan Miller from the set. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip, got in the glove. He caught it. Strike three, Tyler Fox. He'll go down swinging. And the Knights come up with four. Four runs in a second. After 1.5, Knights, 8. Indians coming to the plate. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can get your breakfast right there at Reynolds. Titus Bakery and Deli. Hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli. We'll mention they are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. And we'll mention you can join them for a breakfast and or lunch. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. So we'll mention TitusBakery.com. You can check them out at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street. There's some serious work being done there. They're going to put an overpass in. They're going to, I think they're moving the clothes down there. I'm not sure. But they're going to put a lot of things in there. And they're going to move the National Guard Armory, my dad tells me, from Noblesville to right here at 276th Street. That's going to be a busy, busy intersection. So they put the ball back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Stepping into bat is number 8, the 5-hitter, Tristan Robertson, center fielder. He made some good plays in center field. Ben Mazur working from the windup, peering in looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Here comes the first pitch. High and away, ball 1. Number 8, Tristan Robertson, right-handed batter. Peering in looking at signals. Ben Mazur, here's the wind. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes even at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Good day to be on the diamond. Good day to be running track. The 440, but the wind at your back. Outside, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the second inning. Central Catholic at Twin Lakes High School. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging, and the Knights will throw it around the infield. It started out at first base. That's the best way to do it. Pitch you need is tag first base or drop third. So, stepping into bat, number 21, he's a six-hitter, Jaden Franciscina. Franciscina steps in. He's also a pitcher. He's playing right field in today's ballgame. First pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Franciscina, what an original name. He's 5'10", 200. He's a right-handed pitcher and an outfielder. Here comes a pitch from Ben Mazur. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Jaden Franciscina, where's number 21, he'll step back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. Mazur appearing in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch, the 1-1. Ground ball, third base. Hudson Gutwein going to take a strong throw at first base, trying to make the tag was Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer has moved to first base. Ryan Schumer now at first base. So he steps back in. And he's going to bat in his own spot in the lineup. That's the four hitter. We'll mention T.J. Bell. Not sure what's going on there. T.J. Bell was batted for by 41 Seppinger. Hope T.J. Bell didn't pull a muscle. So stepping into bat for the Indians, Luke Denno. First pitch, swing and a miss. Safe at first base is Jaden Franciscina. Stepping back in, number 27, seven-hitter, Luke Denno. Here comes the 0-1. Outside edge called strike. Good snap throw to first base by Jackson Kane. Nearly got the job done. Safe at first base is Franciscina. No balls, two strikes. Turn over at first base. Out of stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Mazur to Denno. Above the zone, a ball. Pretty good strike zone he's calling. He's calling the handover fist strike zone. He's not calling anything up above the sternum. Low, right below the kneecaps to the sternum is about the max. Working from the stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur, swinging a miss. He'll go down swinging. Might have got a piece of that into the glove of Jackson Kane. He'll draw back to the dugout. Next batter, number 25, Sam Smolik. Sam Smolik batting in the eighth position, first baseman. Right-handed batter, out of the stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur, not a big read at first base. He'll foul one back to the screen. Right on time is Smolik. Right on time, but he can connect with Mazur's fastball. He may be jogging the bases himself. Pretty good size, young man. Plays first base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Count goes 0-2. Sam Smolik, right-handed batter. Runner aboard at first base. Jaden Franciscina reached on air. Here comes the pitch, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He'll jog back to the dugout. And Ben Mazur is out of the inning. So at the end of two complete nights in front, eight runs, Twin Lakes coming to the plate. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, a Century 21 Sheets company. That's just barely in the Marion County. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. You can reach her by phone at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. That's 317-513-4086. As the night's getting ready to bat, here in the south of the third, left-handed pitcher going to enter the ballgame. Going to be number 9, Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton going to step in. Last year, he had 7.1 innings pitched. We'll mention. Games started with zero. He participated in 7 games as a relief. And we'll mention batter's face a year ago, 44. 155 total pitches. And we'll mention he allowed 7 hits, 14 runs. 7 of those runs were earned. He walked 7, struck out 9, and he allowed 2 to go down looking. So on the hill right now, number 9, Clayton Burton. And they throw the ball around the infield. They'll put it back in his glove. Stepping into bat, once again, is number 9 for Central Catholic, Hudson Gutwein. So he steps in, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball around home plate. Count goes 0-1. So Clayton Burton going to pitch from the stretch. Primarily, he's going to be utilized as a relief pitcher. So he's working from the stretch even though nobody's on base. Here comes the pitch. Low, going to one-hop the glove, get stopped by Carson Wagner. Count goes 1-1. Hudson Gutwein steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Gutwein. Ball low, inside. Gutwein participated in 3 ball games in Tennessee. 8 plate appearances, 7 official at-bats. 250 on base percentage. He got a base hit. It was his single. He scored 3 runs. He walked once, struck out 3 times. 1 was looking. Next pitch came in as ball. Count goes 3-1. Here's the pitch. Right down Meridian. Strike called. 3-2 count. Hudson Gutwein, the 9 hitter for the Knights. Peering in, looking at singles. Out of set. Here's the pitch. You know, straight to drive. It'll be a base hit. Over second base. Into right center field, picked up by Jaden Francescina, the right fielder, and Hudson Gutwein fights off a 3-2 pitch and gets a base hit to right. Next batter going to step in, once again, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in, right-handed batter. As mentioned, Owen Munn, 4 games down Tennessee. Working on that average, he's cleaning that average up pretty quickly with 2 hits in this ball game. First pitch, breaking pitch, inside for a ball. Lefty facing the righty batter, Owen Munn, right-handed batter's box. Runner aboard at first base is Hudson Gutwein. Pickoff move, the step wasn't too good. They didn't notice the step. Evidently, they allow that type of step. But anyway, it's not a 45-degree rule because there's no such thing. And he got away with a pretty good step there to home plate. And they tried to get him at first base on a pickoff move. I tell you what, there was a guy from Hamilton Heights, Tyler Anderson. I think the stats I heard was he picked off 19, but he gave up 6 balks trying to do that. So they think it was worth it, and it probably was. Pitch comes in outside a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Tyler Anderson is pitching in Triple A. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. Going to be hit by pitch in that right-handed batter's box. Owen Munn going to jog down to first base. So jogging to second base, is Hudson Gutwein. 2 runners aboard for the Knights. Nobody out. Top of the 3rd inning. Next batter is number 24, Evan Dienhart. As mentioned, Dienhart in 4 games in Tennessee. 14 plate appearances, 13 at-bats. He's got 2 singles. Pitch comes in tight for ball one. Right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Looking at signals, third base coach, Coach Bordenay. Two men aboard, first and second. Here's the ball, the pitch, I should say. Going to be a ground ball between third and shortstop. Coach Bordenay going to wave in the first run. Hudson Gutwein. Ball gets by the left fielder, Landon Arthur. And he'll bring in another run. It's going to be a pickle right there between second and third with Dienhart. Dienhart going to make the out. Dienhart's going to get two RBI, credit for a single, and then he's going to round second and get in a pickle right there between second and third, and he didn't win the situation. So one out here in the top of the third inning. Seppinger, Isaac Seppinger, going to bat again. Seppinger is in the lineup. We'll hope T.J. Bell is okay. So here comes the pitch from Burton. Outside edge, knee high, strike called. Isaac Seppinger, number 41, batting right here in the three spot. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Seppinger, 6'1". They went from up here to down there, they look taller than they may be. Working from the stretch, now the set. Clayton Burton, going to drive it. Seppinger takes it foul territory, left side. Coble gives it a valiant look. Pretty good wheels there by third baseman Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, also a junior class member. They have quite a few juniors participating in today's ballgame. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Burton. Ground ball up the middle. Seppinger can be backhanded by the second baseman, Luke Geno. Almost made the play. Going to be a base hit off the bat of Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger gets himself aboard. One out, top of the third inning. Next batter, the four-hitter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to set back in. 364 average coming into today's ballgame. Here comes first pitch to Schumer. Breaking pitch low. Good block once again by Carson Wagner. Wagner's got a glove for certain. Right-handed catcher. Once in a while, you'll see a left-handed catcher, but not very often. Pickoff move. There's the step again. The pitch of pickoff move and get by the first baseman, Smolik. Going around second base and ahead to third base. Seppinger is at third base on the overthrow at first base pickoff move. So they'll bring the ball back to the glove of Clayton Burton. So we'll set back in the rubber. One out here in the top of the third inning. Ryan Schumer. Here comes the first 1-1, excuse me, the 1-0 count. Count goes 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Clayton Burton. Now out of the set. Here's the pitch. Low and away, ball three. Trying to pitch Ryan Schumer delicately. Trying to work that outside edge. Lefty facing a lefty. Here comes a 3-0. Low for ball four. Going to back one hop. Difficult hop to catch. It goes back to the screen. Coming in from third base is Isaac Seppinger. At first base is Ryan Schumer on ball four. So he'll remove the batting gloves. He'll run without. He will not use a running mitt. Stepping into bat once again, 27, Ben Mazur. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. He'll take a drive. Foul territory, right side. Smolik going to give it a play. Couldn't quite make the play. Good effort. Over the head catch it would have been. Smolik was right there. Count goes 0-1. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Four games, 10 plate appearances, 9 at-bats, 222 average entering this game, 300 on-base percentage. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Breaking pitch, finished high. Count goes 1-1. Ben Mazur, two hits down in Tennessee, two walks. And he had four RBI. Ben Mazur, had a double down Tennessee, scored two with it as a pinch hitter. Went back to the dugout. His game was over. Safe at second base is Ryan Schumer. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, left-handed pitcher Clayton Burton. The check second base out of the set. Pitch comes in, pop one, foul territory, overhead. Ben Mazur evens the count at 2-2. One out on the diamond, top of the third inning, three runs in. Working out of the set, here's the pitch to Mazur. He'll wave at it, outside edge, go down on strike. He'll go down swinging. Ben Mazur jogs back to the dugout. Two outs here in the top of the third. Stepping into bat once again, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins got a lot of his last at-bat. He took it out to left field. 330 down the left field line. That was a pretty good shot for Bren Robbins. Here's the first pitch. Breaking pitch. Backdoor curveball. Just misses. Clayton Burton wanted that pitch. Say, well, if you can get that breaking pitch backdoor working outside edge, you're doing a pretty good job. Between a miss, Bren Robbins. Fastball. Count goes 1-1. Bren Robbins has the running mitt in his back right pocket. He'll use it if he gets on base. 1-1 count to Robbins. Here comes a pitch from Burton. It's a foul one right side out of play. Going to get the screen. It's going to bounce back in. These screens pay dividends. These are exactly the type of screens they have down in Tennessee. It's about identical to this one. Saves a lot of baseballs. If somebody's not chasing baseballs, it's not a good day. Here comes the pitch. Can be dropped short, dropped third, just throw to first base. Wagner gets the put out with Smolik. Three outs here in the top of the third. Nice pick up three more. It's 11-0. And Twin Lakes going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. And well mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Nobleville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. That's 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. So get some warm-up tosses once again. Ben Mazur, still doing the catching, is number three, Jackson Kane. As mentioned, at first base now is number seven, Ryan Schumer. He can pretty much play anywhere asked to play. Matter of fact, he's going to play next year in Michigan as a freshman in college. So first batter in the lineup for Twin Lakes is going to be the nine-hitter, number 44, Landon Arthur. Landon Arthur playing left field in today's contest. Pretty tall young man, number 44. He's 6'2", weighs in at 165, probably plays basketball. He does not. Maybe he'll play a year from now. Is he just a freshman? I don't have him marked right here. My fault. So Brandon Arthur, 44, he's a junior class member. So he can play basketball next year if Butch talks him into it. Butch is the PA man at the basketball arena, and that anthem sounds just as good as he did before this game. So stepping in, bottom of the third inning, nine hitter number 44, Landon Arthur. Left fielder, right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Peering in, here comes the first pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss, right on time. 44, Landon Arthur. Landon Arthur going to step back in. He played in 18 games a year ago. Here's the pitch. He'll take a slide. Shot right down the right side. Foul ball. Nearly got, I think, as Coach Johnson had to duck out of the way. Good thing the screen is there. I'm not kidding. I saw a diamond not less than 2-3 weeks ago that does not have a screen. Unbelievable. Here comes the pitch. 0-2 count. High. For a ball, Jackson Kane couldn't even grab it. So count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Landon Arthur. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Swing a miss. Might have got the bat just barely in the glove of Jackson Kane. There's one out. So again, we're going to see the one hitter. He's doing the pitching in the ball game. He's in pitcher of record, number 9, Clayton Burton. Number 9, Clayton Burton, going to step in the one hitter. He played in 9 games last year. I take that back. I should say played appearances 9, and he'll step in to bat here. One ball, no strikes. He played in 9 games. Played appearances were 8. 7 official at-bats. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes even at 1-1. A year ago, Clayton Burton batted .429 on base percentage of .500. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Inside pitch. In up empty, count goes 1-2. He'll step back in. He's a one hitter. He's got some wheels. Coach Burton, a lot of faith in him. They are not related. I asked that question last year. Can he float one to center field, moving to his right, making the catch? Is Bren Robbins. So he'll jog back to the dugout. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Next batter going to step in, number 16, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett, he's a two-hitter. 25 games played a year ago. 96 plate appearances, 75 official at-bats. He's a lefty. He's going to face the righty, Bren Robbins. His average a year ago, .320. Here comes a pitch. Above the zone, ball one. .448 on base percentage a year ago for C.J. Brummett. He'll step back in. He got 24 hits. 20 of those were singles. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. Brummett, last year he ended up with 3 doubles and a triple. He got 26 RBI. That led the team. He's in the media guide with that fact. Pitch comes in outside edge called strike. Gotta admit, this media guide, incredible. Absolutely well done. Wow. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Butch Selman, C.J. Brummett catches the football for the... Arthur. Arthur is a wideout. C.J. Brummett going to lift one to the left center. It's actually going to back up Bren Robbins, and he'll make the catch. So third out here on the diamond, bottom of the 3rd inning. At the end of 3 complete, 11-0, the Knights will bat in the top of the 4th inning. And I will also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. I saw that billboard on my way here. Just around the corner, got out of Delphi, hit the straightaway. That billboard right there, it said 15 miles ahead. That's campground and RV resorts. You need to make plans. Your kids will love Indiana Beach. It's really cost effective. Indiana Beach is at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them up at 574-583-4141. If you want to find them on the web, just go to indianabeach.com. You'll learn all you need. Daily admission? Say what? Season pass at Indiana Beach. Just under $70 a person. if you show up three times and you paid the admission rate, you've already gotten ripped off because you could have got the season pass for $70. Indiana Amusement Park, Monticello, Indiana. Make family plans. Book your stay today. I know I took my kids there when they were younger. They're not younger now, but they're pretty good kids, I will say. And I'm not modest to tell you. But they're going to new pitcher on the pitcher, brother. Getting warmed up. They're working right there. Well, mixing on the pitcher's rubber now for Twin Lakes is number 25. That's Sam Smolik. He moves over from first base. Sam Smolik appeared in two games a year ago. Sam Smolik working on his pitching craft right now. Right-handed pitcher. He's got the breaking pitch. He's throwing for a strike. Still warming up. So they're working on the diamond right there and throw one down. So frozen rope off the hand of Carson Wagner. And at first base, 27. Luke Deno is now at first base. From second base, first pitch comes in, a ball. Stepping into bat for the Knights, first pitch comes in. Take that back, Jackson King stepping in. Where's number three? He's the catcher. First pitch from Smolik, a ball high. Down goes that second pitch, 2-0 count to Jackson King. Working from the windup, Sam Smolik. He did a line drive rope to the grass between third and shortstop. Base hit. It's solid stroke off the bat of Jackson King. Gets yourself aboard. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter, participated in three games in Tennessee. On base percentage, .286. So, got a courtesy runner at first base. Working from the stretch, here's the pitch. Good block right there, Carson Wagner. Carson Wagner, pretty good catcher. Defensive catchers are a commodity. Working in, looking at pitch, looking at the signals out of the stretch, now the set. Sam Smolik. Straight back to the bag. Safe. It's Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner again, courtesy runner for Jackson King. Out of the set, here's the pitch. The short off the glove. Kept it lateral to him. Wagner, he'll throw to second base anyway. Safe at second is Elsner. He'll take the base on the misplayed baseball around home plate. So reading the dirt. Coach Bordenay asking him to read the dirt. Stepping back in. Tyler Fox. Here comes a 2-0 pitch from Smolik. Outside of ball. Down goes 3-0. Tyler Fox looking at signals. Tyler Fox likely in take mode here. Runner at second base is Elsner. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Home plate umpire wanted to call it a strike. Like it's been said before, that umpire at home looks the ball out of the hand. He's thinking strike. Until that ball is proven to be a ball.
That's a good one.
Runners aboard first and second base. Tyler Fox at first base. Ryan Elsner at second. First pitch to Hudson Gutwein. A bit high. Ball one. Top of the fourth inning. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Sam Smolik. Here comes a 1-0. Hudson Gutwein watches it go by. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Hudson Gutwein played in three games in Tennessee. Working out a stretch, now a set. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Turn and look at it again. Signals. See him smile like I was sad. Here comes the pitch. The 2-1. The line drive broke just foul down the third base line. It was a rocket. Might have got to the fence. Not sure. On his horse in left field was Landon Arthur. So 2-2 count. Solid stroke there from Hudson Gutwein. Steps back in. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Smolik. The short-hop glove of Wagner. Might be a wild pitch. Wild pitch going to get by the glove back to the screen. Carson Wagner. And the runners move up 90 feet. 3-2 count. Hudson Wagner. I take that back. Hudson Gutwein. I do that once in a while. It's a blend name. A blend name. It's easier to do. So step back in. 3-2 count. I was sad. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hudson Gutwein will jog back to the dugout. That was a good at-bat. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Runners at second and third. Stepping back in. Top of the order, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn to the bat. Got himself aboard twice in the ballgame. He's been, I think, hit by a pitch once. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove, Wagner. Going to get by him and coming in to score. From third base is Elsner. Ryan Elsner puts the 12th run on the board. The runner at third base for the Knights is Tyler Fox. Stepping back in. Number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, one ball, no strikes. Looking from the windup, Sam Smolik. Take a drive to left field. Got some air under it. Going to get over the glove of left fielder Landon Arthur. Going to go to second base. Run comes in to score. Tyler Fox. Two base single. I should take that. Two base RBI for Owen Munn. And Owen Munn has a three-hit day. So Owen Munn earning that first batter position. Owen Munn is at second base. Takes the apparatus off. They use the sliding mitt. And I'm stepping into bat is Evan Dienhart. Working from the stretch, now the set. Smolik, first pitch to Dienhart. Outside edge, called strike. Seems like if you want to check a swing and a pitch is close, a good umpire will call a strike, and then you feel like you should have swung. Here comes the pitch from Smolik. Low for a ball. Still goes 1-1. Dienhart on the season, .429 on base percentage. He's got a single. He's got one RBI. He scored three runs. Out of set, here's the pitch. Take a drive right up the middle, and Brummett almost got it. He laid out to catch it. He made it through the grass. Going to be a single and an RBI off the bat of Evan Dienhart. He'll take second base on the throw. So jogging in to score the run is Owen Munn. So three runs in here in the top of the fourth inning. C.J. Brummett disappointed. He knew he was darn close to making a great play. That's a pretty good effort by Brummett. That's an understatement. Stepping in the bat, nice hitter, Isaac Suppinger. First pitch low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One runner aboard at second base is Evan Dienhart. Out of the set, Smolik checks second base, here's the pitch. You're going to drive one left field. Is it going to be fair or foul? It's going to be a foul ball. He went the other way. Pretty strong hit the other way off the bat of 6'1" Isaac Suppinger. We'll step back in. Runner at second base, Evan Dienhart. One out here in the top of the fourth. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Step back in, left-handed batter's box, Isaac Suppinger. Right-handed pitcher, Sam Smolik. Here's the pitch. High and away, ball three. Count goes 3-1. Suppiger may be seeing the best pitch he'll see at this at-bat. Count 3-1, peering in, looking at signals. Out of set, check second base, here's a 3-1. Swing and a miss. He loaded up for that one, came up empty. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Dean Hart at second base. Smolik, here's a 3-2. Swing and a miss. Suppiger will go back to the dugout. Two outs on the diamond. Fourth inning. Knights, the visiting team, stepping into bat. He's playing first base now. It's number 7, Ryan Schumer. Schumer steps back in, the four hitter. Looks at second base, out of set. First pitch to Schumer. Short hops the glove. Wagner keeps it lateral to him, to his right. Running from second to third is Evan Deanhart. Home plate umpire going to deliver a baseball. 25, Sam Smolik, playing the pitcher's position. So, one ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer on the season, batting 364, 500 on base percentage. Out of set, here's the pitch from Smolik. Short hops the glove, Wagner makes another good block. Wagner probably found him a home. He might want a day off once in a while or a half a game. He's going to be tired playing that catcher position. Fouled out of play, Ryan Schumer. Wagner has a lot of energy. Wagner wears number 6, and he's just a freshman. Freshman ball player. Wow, Carson Wagner, 5'8", 150. He also pitches. He's a righty pitcher, infielder, and catcher. Next pitch comes in, low and away. Count goes 3-1. Working out of stretch, now the set. 3-1 pitch. He'll take a drive to the left field. Looking to make a play on it is Arthur. It's going to be a foul ball. He lays out for it and nearly comes up with it in foul territory right there at the warning track. Ryan Schumer takes a strong hit the other way. And Landon Arthur nearly picked up the third out against the Knights in the inning. He'll jog back to regular position. He ran a long way to get to that one. He'll step back in, Ryan Schumer, 3-2 count. Runner at third base, Evan Deanhart. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball 4. So coach is going to maybe run for him. Let's get what the adjustment will be. He'll come down the line. He'll talk to the home plate umpire. Schumer, for the moment, is at first base. He's going to walk off the diamond. He's going to give way to a pinch hitter, a pinch runner. It's not going to be a courtesy. It can't be now because he's not the DH anymore. So coming out to run for him, I think it's going to be Schumer because that was just detected. That he's not the DH. He would leave the ball game if he gave way to a pinch runner in this situation. So coming into bat for the Knights is number 35, Ben Bunton. Ben Bunton, he's a junior, 5'8", 155. So runners on the corners. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Two outs. Ben Bunton batting. Here comes the pitch. I think a drive right side out of play. Right on time, Ben Bunton. Ben Bunton, a junior class member. Steps in right now to bat. Ben Bunton. The batter, where's number 35? He participated in 2 games in Tennessee. He'll take a pitch strike call. Count goes 0-2. Right-handed batter. He'll step back in. Runners on the corners for the Knights. 2 outs. Sam Smolik in the set. He'll look at third. Here comes the 0-2. Low for a ball. Bunton, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Step back in. A flag blowing from right to left across the diamond. Here comes the pitch. outside of all. Count goes 2-2. Ben Button, right-handed batter's box, right-handed pitcher, Sam Smolik. Here comes a 2-2. Take a drive, right side. Going to be just foul down the right field line. Got you the grass. That ball lands fair. He'd have a base hit right there. Runner's going to jog back. That would have felt pretty good. I know it would have when I was a player. I guess I wasn't really a player, but I participated. So, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Out of the stretch, now the set. Sam Smolik, here's the 2-2. Ground ball on the infield. Working to his right, C.J. Brummett. Difficult play to make. Probably wasn't going to throw him out. So it's going to be probably an infield hit. Infield hit for Ben Button. Scores a run from third base, Evan Deanhart. So staying put at second base, Ryan Schumer. Ben Button gets himself aboard with an RBI single. Stepping back in, Bren Robbins. Here comes the pitch. He'll float one high on the infield. Might be foul territory. Umpire trying to get out of the way. It was no big deal. Wagner, you know him. He'd make the play anyway, and he did. He was bumping at umpire. Umpire couldn't find the baseball, and that would have been a hard find for an umpire, and he couldn't. So 3 outs in the inning. So the Knights can play defensively. 4 runs in the fourth. And then it's a 15-0 contest right here at Twin Lakes. And we'll mention Twin Lakes Indians. Go to bat. You're in the bottom of the fourth. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Cinco de Mayo Mexican Restaurant. That's in Arcadia. That's a good restaurant. It's been there 3-4 years now. That's a good restaurant. If you like chichis, you'll like Cinco de Mayo Mexican Restaurant. 100 West Main Street, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. They're open at lunchtime till 10 p.m. You can enjoy soft drinks, and the adult situation is not bad either. I don't participate, but it's available there. So enjoy multiple big screen television while you dine in. Matter of fact, I was there one day. I counted 9 big screen televisions right there at Cinco de Mayo Mexican Restaurant in downtown Arcadia. You can dial them at 317-984-5005. You can call ahead or you can get takeout. 317-984-5005. When you show up, they'll bring your drink and they'll bring you some tortillas and some salsa. You'll enjoy your stay right there at Cinco de Mayo in Mexican Restaurant in Arcadia. It's just east of the railroad tracks in downtown Arcadia, Indiana. Make the drive. Take your wife. We go there once in a while. So I'm going to throw one down. Catcher's position, Jackson Kane. They'll put the ball in the glove of Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to pitch here in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter to step in for Twin Lakes, the 3-hitter. Number 6, Carson Wagner. We'll mention Carson Wagner stepping in to bat right now. Right-handed batter for Twin Lakes Indians. Peering in looking at signals. Here's the first pitch from Mazur. Swing. Going to foul one. Left side. Is it going to be playable? Going to go out of play. Good effort right there. Hudson Gutwein tracked that one until he ran out of real estate right there at the fence. Straight away. I should say left side adjacent to third base. So stepping back in. Number 6. First pitch, second pitch. Comes on to float one to left field. It's going to get over the head of the left fielder. It's going to be out of here. Home run off the bat, Carson Wagner. Carson Wagner going to jog around the bases. Pretty much about the same spot Bren Robbins sent his flying. So he's going to jog around the bases, get the hand clap, get the medium 5 there, rounding third base by Coach Jake Burton. So that had to feel pretty good. Freshman catcher catching a good ball game and coming up with his first home run in his high school career here on opening day for Twin Lakes. Stepping in the bat, number 11, the four-hitter, Tanner Coble, third baseman. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, knee-high, called strike. So Carson Wagner puts a run on the board here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. He'll foul one, right side, out of play. So no balls, two strikes. Four hitter, number 11, Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, a year ago, 25 games played, 93 plate appearances, 77 official at-bats. He'll foul the next one back to the screen. He'll stay in the box, 0-2. 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes. You're going to step back in. Here comes the pitch. Hey, hold on. I'll interview you. Go on. You want to interview?
I got my daughter growing up. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to put the ball back in the glove. Ben Mazur. First out in the inning. Stepping into bat right now. It's going to be number 8, the 5-hitter, Tristan Robertson, center fielder. Peering in, here comes a pitch from Mazur. Upstairs a bit, swing and a miss. Number 8, Tristan Robertson, 5-hitter. Robertson a year ago, 25 games participated in, 89 plate appearances, 68 at-bats. He was checked clean foul ball. Had that bat in the strike zone, fouled it off right side. Pretty solid. Pretty good center fielder, Butch tells me. Played a lot. He has pretty good range with a glove that catches everything. Here's a pitch. Outside of ball. Mazur reaching back for some more MPH. Somewhat kind of falling off the mound just a little bit. Swinging that leg. Here comes the right-handed pitch. Here comes the 1-2. Pitch comes in. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tristan Robertson. Yeah, you got an arm, that's for sure. Here comes the pitch. You know, float one right side out of play. Ben Mazur, pretty good height for a young man. 27, Ben Mazur. He's 6'3", 180. Pretty good pitcher's build. If you're in looking at signal, here comes a 2-2. Foul ball around home plate. Keeping himself in the box, quality at bat in progress for Tristan Robertson, the center fielder. Right-handed batter. He's trying to get rid of the bad and get to them good pitches, wanting to drive one. So he got a left field line. If he wants to get around just a little bit, right there in left center field, he might have a gap shot. You see, ball comes in high and away, ball 3. 3-2 count. One home run in the inning, Carson Wagner. One out. Now a 3-2 pitch on the way. You know, foul one again, right side. I tell you what, back in the day, I think it's more now, but the MLB, most foul balls at one at bat was 14. That's a lot of foul balls. Here comes the pitch. I think it's more now. Right up the middle, base hit. He fought him off till he got one he liked. Right back up the middle, base hit for Tristan Robertson. So next batter in the lineup is 6-hitter, number 21, Jaden Franciscina. Right-handed batter, will step in. One out, one arm. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the set, here's the pitch from Mazur. High for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jaden Franciscina, can we say that? Butch tells me he coached Franciscina's dad in Little League. So play at first base, getting back safely. Right there is Tristan Robertson. Tristan Robertson at first base, 5'8", 160, a junior class member taking off early. He takes off early. He steals that base on Major. So he's at second base now. One ball, one strike. Pioneer looking at signals, out of stretch. Now the set, Ben Major. Checks second base. Here's a 1-1. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Front of the plate and broke low. Count goes 1-2. There's one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Twin Lakes High School. What a facility. He'll step off the back, Ben Major. He wants to talk to his catcher. He wants to talk to Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane probably given multiple signals. They may be talking about the multiple signals because guy at second base. I mean, obviously, these guys, Twin Lakes, they're nothing like the Houston Astros. But they like to get an advantage if they can. So one ball, two strikes. One out in the inning. Bottom of the fourth. One runner at second base. Here comes the at-bat for Francis Skeena. Check swing outside of ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Jaden Francescina. Working from the stretch, now the set. Checks second base. Checks again. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Just missed, evidently. Might have horseshoed the plate, and that's an absolute statement that could have happened. Got to get that 17-inch dish. 3-2 count to Francescina. Set position. Here comes the pitch from Major. Outside edge. You're going to set him down looking. Ben Major taking a lot of pitches. I mean, a lot of pitches at each at-bat. I'm not sure what his pitch count is. But he's working pretty hard in game one. So two outs on the diamond. Next batter, Luke Denno. 27, here comes the pitch. He'll float one. Right side caught by the second baseman. Didn't get all he wanted of it. Right into the glove of Owen Munn. That's the third out in the bottom of the fourth. So at the end of four innings, Knights 15 and a home run off the bat of Carson Wagner for Twin Lakes, the catcher. And then 15-1 contest. We're on the top of the fifth. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located Sheridan, Indiana at 408 South Main Street. They're right downtown. Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Again, that safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. Target Sports, downtown Sheridan. So in the lineup now, going to do the pitching, is number 44, Landon Arthur, 6'3", 170, right-handed pitcher, outfielder. Where's number 11? And I'm getting ready to check in right now. And I'm going to be first batter. Hey, I'll call you back. I'll call you back. I got a delivery coming from Lowe's tomorrow for my day job. So stepping in is going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. The catcher for the Knights. Working from the stretch is Landon Arthur. Outside edge called strike. He lets one go by. He only needs one. He'll step back in. Number 3, Jackson Kane. Out of the stretch, here's the pitch from Arthur. Going to hit by pitch. He tried to get away from it. It got him and hit the dog down to first base. Jackson King has that running mitt in that back right pocket. Coach Bourdain is going to hold up the game and have an adjustment here in the lineup. Jackson King is the catcher. Jackson King will probably catch in the bottom half. So they're going to, yeah, Brian Elster is going to bat for himself here momentarily. Jogging out is Gavin Boutel, the pinch runner at first base. 17, Boutel doing the running. So they're going to make an adjustment right there. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Ryan Elster. Ryan Elster, a junior class member, 5'8". He's a pitcher and an infielder, and he'll bat right here in the top of the fifth. Right-handed batter, one runner aboard. Jackson King hit by pitch. Gavin Boutel is going to run for him at first base. Nobody out, top of the fifth inning. Stepping back in the rubber is number, double check there, 44, Landon Arthur. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Elster, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Coach Bourdain finishes it with a hand clap, working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. He'll take a drive to right field and drop in. Base hit. Ryan Elster with a base hit, lose the runner. Gavin Boutel now at second base. Elster drops one in, line drive, just in front of the right fielder. So next batter in the lineup for the Knights, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Right-handed batter, nobody out, runners at first and second. Infield fly rule in effect is the pitch. Ground ball, base hit between second, that should be shortstop and third base. Through the grass there and take off, throw to the plate. They're going to get the out. Trying to come in to score from third base was Gavin Boutel. The throw was good. It got by the infield. It was picked up near the screen behind the catcher's position and picked up by Carson Wagner. He throws a strike to Arthur at home plate. The tag applied to Gavin Boutel. Runners at second and third, one out. Owen Munn batting. First pitch, breaking pitch, finished high for ball one. Stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Now the stretch, now the set. Landon Arthur. Pitch comes in a bit tall. Just above the zone. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Second and third base, one out. Nice batting in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Right there at the kneecaps. Count goes 2-1. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn, senior class member, pretty good contributor all 4 years. Pitch comes in a bit high. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. Bullpen area is active for Central Catholic here for the bottom of the fifth, I'm sure. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. So we'll step back in. 3-2 count to Owen Munn. Now the stretch, now the set. Pitch from Arthur. High for ball four. So Owen Munn gets rid of the apparatus right there at the dugout. Evan Keenhart worked his way back to home plate. He'll bat in the top of the fifth. Runners occupy the bases. Bases are loaded for Deanhart. First pitch comes in low and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Step back in the rubber. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. He'll pop it high on the infield. Infield fly rule in effect. It was caught. He's out. So Evan Genhart pops out, infield fly. So there are two outs. Infield fly rule is out the window now. With two outs, no such thing as an infield fly. So bases loaded, stepping in the bat. Isaac Seppinger, left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. A ball high. One ball, no strikes. So working from the stretch. Landon Archer, here's the pitch to Seppinger. The drive one left side, foul ball. Pretty good stroke, Seppinger. He's got the inside-out swing, lefty, in the batter's box. So, working from the stretch, now the set. So, ball inside. So then a step back in. It could be caught by an outfielder, too. So, stepping back in. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. High, it's inside, tight. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. Isaac Seppinger participated in one game in Tennessee. Getting a lot of participation today. Pickoff move at third base, back safely. Ryan Elsner got himself a board, base hit over second base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. Seppinger jogs down to first base. Ryan Elsner going to touch home plate. Comes in from third base. Base is still loaded. 90 feet advancement. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Pierman looking at signals, Landon Arthur. Now out of the set, here comes the pitch. Short hop the glove of Wagner. Another fine stop for the freshman catcher. I bet Jake Burton pretty happy to have a freshman catcher doing as well as Carson Wagner with a good bat. Looking from the set, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 2-0. There's two outs. Top of the fifth inning. All bases are occupied by the Knights. Base is loaded. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. They get by Wagner. It's going to be up around home plate. He'll keep it in front of him laterally. He'll make another good block on a pitch in the dirt. So no run activity at all. Landon Arthur out there, up there to take the throw if need be. Down goes 3-0 to Ryan Schumer. Let's see if he has and a green light, he may just have. Here comes a pitch from Arthur. Ball four, inside and tight. So jogging in, score from third base is Hudson Gutwein. Lights are on over there at the football field. They'll probably be here longer than we will. Pretty good athletes to do that type of events in high school. Here comes the pitch. At the plate is number 27, Ben Mazur. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded for Mazur. He had two on in Tennessee. Doubled them in. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Wagner, another fine stop. Two balls, no strikes. Back in the rubber, stepping back in, is Landon Arthur. Out of the set, here comes the 2-0. Outside a ball. Home plate umpire has been consistent all day long. Stepping back in, 3-0 count to Mazur. Will he have a green light? I'm sure off the glove of Wagner, he'll go to first base. And coming in to score from third base for the Knights is number 12, Owen Munn. Coach Bortney going to walk up, make an adjustment. Ben Mazur going to step off the bag at first base You're going to give way to Gavin Boutel once again, number 17. Gavin Boutel, the courtesy runner for Ben Mazur in the ballgame. Bases loaded, stepping in, Bren Robbins, number 33. So Robbins, bases loaded. See if he can produce an encore presentation. Strong young man has played center field well a year ago and taken off where he left off in this season. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Almost hittable. Two balls, no strikes. Out of the set, pitch from Arthur. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Three balls, no strikes to Bren Robbins. Base is loaded for the Knights. Two out. Top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Strike called. Pitcher's strike. Count goes 3-1. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Robbins. Ground ball in the infield. C.J. Brummett fields it. Flips to second base, out recorded. So that was 6-4. Grummet makes the play. The Knights come up with three here in the top of the fifth. There'll be several guys in the ballgame here. Hudson Gutline's going to go to shortstop. So the Knights going to send out the pitcher right now. It's going to be Tyler Fox, number 14, entering the pitcher's mound. So Tyler Fox is going to pitch here in the bottom of the fifth. Tyler Fox on the season. He's stepping in right now, getting some early season action right here in game one of the Hoosier Conference West Division. So guys going to come out, play their respective positions. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. So on the pitcher's mound for the Knights is Tyler Fox. Where's number 14? Some changes on the diamond. Not quite sure I'm going to have all of them to mention. Seppinger in left field, number 41, throwing with the center fielder. And I believe that's still Bren Robbins. Did some wind-ups and final tosses here before the inning. Ryan Schumer still at first base. Getting ready for baseball here in the bottom half. At third base is number 17, Gavin Boutel. Junior class member. They're going to throw one down. Second base from Jackson Kane here momentarily. First batter in the lineup is going to be Sam Smolik. Sam Smolik, he started at first base, did some pitching. He's the eight hitter, number 25, Sam Smolik, right-handed batter. So Jackson Kane throws one down to second base. Let's toss it around and put it back in the glove of Tyler Fox. So Sam Smolik getting ready to bat. He's a junior class member. He's 6'1", 235, first baseman, third baseman, and a right-handed pitcher. So Tyler Fox, 2 feet on the rubber, peering in looking at signals. Bottom of the fifth, here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one up. Foul territory, out of play. Right on time with Tyler Fox. 25, Sam Smolik. That's back in 0-1 town. Look at that signal. Tyler Fox is the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finish high. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Sam Smollett back in the box. Look at the signals. Here's the pitch from Fox. The float one, right side, foul territory. It'll go near the fence there, and the Knights dugout will retrieve it. One ball, two strikes. Steps back in, Sam Smollett. He's fouling him off. He's looking for that good one. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finish low. Inside pitch. Count goes 2-2. Back in the box, Sam Smollett. Here's the pitch, the 2-2 from Fox. He'll take a drive to center field. Going to back up Bren Robbins. Going to get a lot of that, and Bren Robbins catches it just before the warning track. 360 feet at probably about 345 feet off the bat of Sam Smollett, one out. Warning track probably about 15 feet, maybe 20, but probably not 10 feet. But anyway, a good drive off the bat of Smollett, one out. Next batter, the ninth hitter, number 44, pitcher of record, Landon Arthur. Here's the pitch from Fox. Check swing. He did not go, and the A position umpire says he didn't go. As they check, count goes 1-0. Back on the rubber, peering in. Here comes the wind. Here's the 1-0 to Arthur. Low for a ball. Arthur, he's up there pretty tall. Arthur's 6'2", 165. Pretty good pitching arm for the Indians. 2-0 pitch. He's going to pop it up and be foul territory. Is there room? No. Jackson King takes a look at it. Tyler Fox came over and Gavin Boutel. Ball floats out of bounds, out of play right there. Count goes 2-1. Landon Arthur going to step back in. Working against Tyler Fox. Here's the pitch, the 2-1. Foul ball, around home plate. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, is one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Knights in front. Outfield playing straight away, pretty much. Bren Robbins playing him to push the ball. Pitch comes in low and outside. Count goes full, 3-2. Using those batting gloves, Landon Arthur. Right down on the handle, the knob, here's the pitch. Foul ball, left side. Fielded by the on-deck batter. Probably Clayton, that's Clayton Burton. We'll see. 3-2 count once again. Landon Arthur, here comes the pitch. Tyler Fox. Outside, ball four. A bit tall and outside, he'll jog down. Pretty good sprint down to first base. Arthur's at first base. One out. We got a new batter in the lineup, number 14. He's going to bat for himself. Alan Miller. He's an original starter. Original starter will step back in. He's got one opportunity to that. Foul one back to the screen. So foul ball back to the screen. Home plate umpire delivers a baseball to Tyler Fox. Number 14, Alan Miller, 6'1", 165, infielder, outfielder, and a right-handed pitcher. Runner at first base is Landon Arthur for the Indians. One out. 0-1 count. To Miller, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away. Pretty good placement of the curveball for Tyler Fox. Count goes 0-2. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, strike three. Near the same location, maybe not quite as tall. So you're walking back to the set him down looking. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Stepping into bat is going to be C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett, the shortstop. Working from the stretch. Now the stat, here's the pitch. Strike called. Might have been a bit low, and C.J. Brummett might think the same way. Count goes 0-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox out of the set. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one left side. Left side backing up to make the play. In left field. Going to make a final play of the ball game. And the Knights pick up a win in game one of the West Division. They'll get the win here 18-1. And tomorrow night they'll play again, weather permitting. The Knights will be home with Twin Lakes tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m. We'll see if that can take place. They're calling for some rain. And we'll hope that the storms aren't near as severe as this weekend. But we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention my wife back home, sound check. Very thankful. And the Knights will pick up a win. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. We hope you'll tune in. Until then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game right now. Game one of the season, actually, here in Indiana. Twin Lakes Indians and the Knights. We're going to talk to Coach Tim Bordenay.
Thanks, AJ. Got off to a great start. Anytime we can get four runs in the top of the first before Ben has to take the mound, I like our chances. I thought our kids really came out and swung the bats aggressively from the start and kept it rolling throughout the game.
Tyler Fox got in there and got his feet wet early in the season.
Yeah, he did. That's the first outing for him, and glad to see him get in there and throw strikes and have a clean inning there. So that's good. We're gonna need him. The season rolls through here. We're gonna need a lot of pitchers. So we're gonna count on him a lot.
I gotta mention it was a high scoring game, but Bren Robbins got a good swing in.
Yeah, Bren, first at bat he placed a curveball up the middle for two RBIs, and then he caught a fastball and was able to drive it out of the park. He's hitting the ball well. When he barrels the balls up, he hits it hard. So he's a big, strong kid and plays a great center field. So really glad to see him going here early in the season.
Isaac Seppinger, Ben Bunton, and Hudson Gutwein, talk about them.
Yeah, and Ryan Elsner. Those guys all, those three, Ben, Isaac, and Ryan all got their first hits, their first varsity hits. So good to see them come off the bench and be ready to play and spur of the moment. I thought Isaac came in and did a nice job and had a nice play on that last fly ball to end the ball game as well.
And tomorrow at 5:30, I know you're a good meteorologist. Talk to us as a meteorologist.
Well, it looks like we've got some rain coming in overnight, maybe in the morning, and hopefully it'll clear off in the afternoon and we can get it in. We'd like to get our second conference game in so we don't have to get behind the eight ball and scramble to pick up this game later in the year. So we're going to do everything we can to get it in tomorrow.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.